I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Catherine Muchika, Kitty Hanan, Paige Steele, Alexander C. Barr, Jean Ferguson, Sarah Beacon, Kate Carter, Josh H., Neil Harvey, H.P. Starcraft, Bailey Anderson, Bob Wallace, Anne, Jane Belinskaya, Alexander Vane, Ben Bloomquist, Liam McLaughlin, Nathan Lake Starr, Brenna DeLoon. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 141, Doomed Voyage.
Not really.
You were the one that suggested we go by boat.
Didn't think I... Oh. I haven't really done proper boats before.
Hold on. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Do you know when we're scheduled to arrive?
Captain reckons 2 days.
Thank you. He says another 2 days.
Yeah, I heard. Thanks. Well...
Tape recorder.
Get ready. Any idea what's coming?
No, I don't think that's it.
It's not recording for nothing.
No, I think... Excuse me?
Yeah.
You?
John?
You used to work for Salesa.
Who did? I don't know what you're talking about.
Mikhail Salesa. You used to work on his ship.
I don't know you.
But I know you.
John.
Floyd Matharu served on the Dorian from 2011 to 2014 with Salesa.
John, I'm not sure about this.
I am. Tell me what happened.
What is this?
Whenever you're ready.
All right. Sure. He was a good boss, you know. Worked with him for 3 years and treated us well. He never lied to us about the sort of thing he was into. He didn't exactly volunteer specifics, but we all knew what we were doing was illegal. And we trusted him because he knew what he was doing. It was a weird ship to be on, though not just because everyone was always gossiping about whatever the latest haunted cargo was. A lot of it was because we had a captain, a man named Gaultier, but he reported to Salesa. Normally, if the captain's working for someone, they're going to be on the ship all the time. They'll just be organizing things, so there's no worries about who's in charge. You just obey the captain. But Salesa always traveled with us, keeping an eye on whatever he was moving that day. It felt like he was a part of the crew, even though he didn't actually have a job to do. Always felt a bit uncomfortable when the captain was giving orders and he was there. I could sometimes feel Captain Gaultier looking to him for support or confirmation.